Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. A show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress. Hey, it's Ken Watmore, 1615.tv, and I am here for another edition of the Featured Artist Profile, and I am talking to Manic Drive, and we have Sean Cavallo on the phone. Sean, how are you?
Pretty good, man. How are you doing?
Good. So we're talking to you guys, and you're right now at the Christian Music Festival in South Dakota, one of the biggest in the country, right?
Yeah, we're in South Dakota at Lifelight. It's a huge festival. We're happy to be here, so we're kind of just hanging out backstage right now.
Cool. And you guys play tonight, and then you're off to what's the other one? Joshua Festival. What's that one called?
We play Lifelight today, and then Sunday we play Lifelight with MXPX or something fun. Joshua Fest. Sorry, I'm kind of still have white leg or whatever it's called.
Sure.
jet lag. Sorry, the guys from Lifelight are laughing at me right now.
Well, in Canada, you probably call it something different, so it's all right. Man.
Sorry?
I said in Canada, you probably call it something different, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm trying to speak American right now.
Hey, how you doing?
You're doing well. So tell me this, man. This is your third album, right, Blue?
Yeah, this is our third album. Technically, it's a re-release of our second album, and we did a few new songs with it.
Okay, what songs are new to this one, exclusive to this album?
Well, we got four new songs. Our newest single, which is Closer, is a brand new song. We also have Walls and Music and another song called Rain.
Okay. And there's three members of your band, Manic Drive, and now I know that you're related to at least one of them. Tell me who these guys are, and go with that.
Okay, they're sitting with me right now, so I'm going to pass the phone over to our drummer. Say hi, drummer.
Hi, drummer.
Hi, drummer.
Oh, I said that. That was my line. So who am I talking to? Anthony?
You're talking to Anthony, yeah.
Okay, and how do you say your last name? Moreno? Or am I wrong?
Marino,
okay. And you play drums in the band. Are you guys, I mean, this band started with the three of you, continues with the three of you. There's not any other, we used to be a 20-piece jazz orchestra, and now we're just three?
I'm not the original member. Michael and Sean are the only original members. They started way back when, and then I joined actually about a year ago, this time last year.
So how'd you get hooked up with these guys?
I was actually through a friend, a close friend of mine. His friend referred me to Michael, and I was actually traveling around in Canada, and I got a phone call from them, and they asked if I was interested in being a temp drummer for a bit. So I flew in and started jamming with them, and then it fit, so I stayed.
Cool. Now, you guys are all from Canada? Are you from, like, the same province or same town?
Yeah, we're all from the same area. Yeah, same area, Toronto.
You know, now the cover of the album, Blue, makes you guys look like you're coming straight out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's the image we wanted to go for, because we definitely don't look like that in real life.
No, not...
It's all Photoshop.
Three-piece suits and stuff like that is not you guys?
Yeah. No, we do. We dress up. We just don't look that tough. We're very nice people.
You sound nice enough, that's for sure. And not that, you know, not that Canadians can't look like guys from Brooklyn. I mean, that can happen, but it just, you know, you look like you could be mobsters coming out of that album. But the album's
awesome. Yeah, definitely. Well, good. Good, thank you.
Absolutely. We really like it. After this interview, we're going to play the album. We're going to play the whole thing cover to cover and let our listeners get a feeling. We want to send all of them to your website so that they want to pick up some music, we can pick it up for themselves there.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So I'm going to ask you, because I noticed that it seems like everything drives me back to your MySpace. Is that the place you prefer the listeners to go to?
I love it. Like online or just in general?
Yeah. If they want
online
music.
Yeah, I'll, like my MySpace has pretty much anything that the the listener needs to, like, if they need to buy the album, it's there. If they need to look at pictures, look at tour updates, look at, you know, tour dates alone, we pretty much update that MySpace at a constant basis, and we're the only ones who do update it. So it's very, we keep a very, like, personal, like, encounter with the fans. So, I mean, I definitely encourage everybody to go to the MySpace.
Well, why don't you throw that site name out to us real quick, the URL, so everybody can make sure they get there.
You want the link?
Yeah, yeah. I want, go ahead and give me the URL so all our listeners can know where to go.
We can send them to manicdrive.com. That links to our MySpace.
Okay, cool. And on your MySpace, it shows...
That's the easiest, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, what?
I was saying on your MySpace, it shows that you guys are right now on tour with Striper outside of this, the two festivals you're doing now.
Yeah, we're pretty much right when we fly home from Joshua Fest. We have about a day or two off, and then we have our first show in Boston with Striper.
Wow. Now, have you gotten to know those guys well?
Not well. We actually met them down at Nashville for GMA Week,
yeah.
And we actually opened for Michael Sweet and Oz Fox did an acoustic set at a showcase that we also played at. They played right after us, so they kind of checked us out, and we talked to them for a bit during the show, during the, like, the interviews and stuff. So we're not really close with them, but we definitely like had a good conversation, and they really like us. They're a big fan of Manic Drive.
Cool. Well, you know, it's a great way to launch this, because you've got a band that's going to bring in probably, you know, with Striper, a whole different crowd than normally would get exposed to Manic Drive. And because it's, I mean, listening to your CD, I know you guys bring in a lot of young listeners. It's great stuff, and it's new, it's kind of fresh. And, you know, I definitely see with Striper, you're going to have a lot of maybe older people, people in my age group, that are going to get turned on to your music. That's cool.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now let me get over to who's next in the lineup. I've talked to Sean, now to you, so I need to talk to Michael. Is he available?
Yeah, next is Michael here. Yeah, he's out here. All right, I'll pass him to you now.
All right, man, thanks.
Thanks. Yes?
Michael Cavallo, right?
This is him.
Excellent. So, Michael, tell us what you do in the band.
Well, I play guitar. I'm just playing with you. I just told my brother and my drummer that I promised him I'd do a really stupid voice.
Oh.
Just to introduce myself. So people would ask for a moment, would think, this is how Michael, the guitarist from Manic Drive, talks like. And they would feel bad for me, but no, I'm just goofing around. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. We appreciate you guys taking some time.
That was good.
To record this. You've got a busy night ahead of you, a busy weekend, it sounds like.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, man. You just call me up, and maybe we'll shoot pool or go mini putting or something sometime. It'd be great.
Dude, you don't want none of this on the pool table. I'm telling you now.
Oh, yeah? Are you really good at pool?
No. No, you just don't want
to. Oh, you're not?
I mean, I might be. I could step up my game for a challenge. I'm a competitive guy, so.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
So that's a good thing. See, we already have established a groundwork, and, you know, I feel closer to you than any of the other band members already.
I know. I'm a lot more personal. I'm actually, well, the coolest member, if you haven't gathered that by now.
Right.
And I say that very modestly, of course.
Sure. You're supposed to be humble. I get that, man. So tell me something. Obviously, you and Sean are the, you know, Anthony just told me you're the original members. I'm going to guess your brothers, but you could be cousins, uncles, or whatever. But I'm going to guess that you're brothers. Tell me how you guys started this band.
Well, this band, I mean, my brother and I, for a very long time, we were playing music at a very young age, at the ages of 7 and 8. We started just writing, having fun. We actually started out the family band way back in the day. And then from there, we did a couple of independent projects under a different band name called One Cross. And then at the age of 15, Sean and I were just kind of like, you know, it's something we want to do full time. We had such a great passion for it that we just wanted to pursue it full time. And so right in high school, we started, you know, booking more shows and doing as much as we could, pursuing music as a career. And then by 2005, we went full time. We got picked up by a label, got some distribution, went on the road full time, and just went for it. And it's been a trip ever since, you know. But we've been blessed. We've had several projects we've got to work together on, and and collaborate with some great artists and tour with some amazing artists. And it's been a great thing. It's been a great opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, I do want to say it's you guys come at this a little differently. It's listening to your album. I interview a lot of bands. I highlight a lot of CDs on this show, and your guys' sound is different. I mean, it mixes some. It almost seems like there's some rock influence. There's, in a weird way, this may sound weird, but there's like a dance music thing going on. There's a whole bunch of different
stuff
that comes into the music, and that's good, man. I love to hear fresh stuff, and I love to hear people doing it differently. And here's why: because Christian music now is getting to a level where, I mean, it really competes all over the board. I mean, there's great Christian music in any genre that you want to bring to the table, and you guys are doing it. So good for you, man. God bless you. That's awesome.
Well, we really appreciate that. We really appreciate those words, and we feel the love. It means a lot to us.
Good, man. I'm putting the love out there, so I'm glad you're feeling it. So tell me this, man. What goes on? You've got a tour coming up. What does Blue do? I mean, what does Manic Drive do next after Blue? You know, I'm always curious with bands. Are you already writing songs? I mean, are you guys one of those bands that's constantly got the hamster in the cage and he's running on the wheel and you're writing down songs all the time?
Yeah, well, Sean being our primary writer, between records, I remember when we finished with Every Mind, already 3 to 4 months after that record was released, we were already writing new material. You know, we were always thinking about new, fresh ideas musically and whatnot. We even built our own home studio back in Toronto just so that we could have a place to sort of, you know, create music, record music, listen back to it, do a lot of pre-production, and we've just been really focused on that. So, yeah, already, we've already sort of written down some ideas that we want to go, at least stylistically, where we want to go with the next record after this. Because this record, mind you, it's only like a re-release of our life, right? There's only maybe 4 new songs on the Blue record. So what we want to do in the next year or so is release an entire new project that has, you know, a bunch of new material on it for our fans, right?
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
But yeah, we're always writing, always writing.
That's great. That's great. So tell me this. Is there something that our listeners should know, maybe an obscure story, or you could even play a little game with one of your other band members and tell us something that we should know about you, or probably shouldn't, but you're going to tell us anyways.
Something obscure about Manic Drive in regards to the release of Blue. Hey guys, what's something that's obscure about Manic Drive but has relations to Blue?
It doesn't have to relate to Blue.
That's a tough question.
It can be, you got a brother in the band.
Oh, is there anything?
You can just embarrass your brother. It's okay.
Is there anything? No, is there anything about us? Anything obscure?
Yeah.
Everything's obscure about us. Sean's seeing therapy next week, you know.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, Anthony's going to the Salem next Tuesday. There's always stuff to...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good enough, man.
We love to watch cartoons.
Me too.
That's a little obscure. Full grown man.
Right.
Yeah, obscure. What's the definition of obscure? Yes, indeed.
Indeed. We could have a whole conversation.
No, it's not obscure. What? I mean,
obscure is like you're really secure. You're above.
The other band members are discussing about what obscure means, and so they're going back and forth, batting ideas of what it means, the word obscure, and they think it means that you're really, really secure with something. And we are, above secure is obscure, so you are.
So
does that make any sense? No, that's fine, we're Canadian.
Yeah, you're beyond obscure.
See, our English, right, exactly, because our English and Canadian obscure means one that you... gives you enlightenment and very, yeah, he's very secure. Great, good. We haven't made sense the last 3 minutes. This interview is going famously well.
It is. And you know what? All our listeners will think twice about listening to the next interview. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's great, man. And,
exactly.
So I will ask you this, and this is on a serious note. You're a Christian artist. You're out there. You're going to these festivals, and you're doing, you're doing concert after concert. You know, what's the takeaway for your band? What do you want the takeaway to be for the audience? Because it's not just about the music. And then what do you think the takeaway is for your band? I mean, do you guys have a fellowship that grows stronger every time? I mean, is it just cliche to say, oh, we're out there, you know, singing for God? I mean, tell me something a little bit deeper
right.
than that. What do you want your audience to get out of it? And what do you want to get out of it?
Sure. I mean, one thing that we're we're trying to, I guess, accomplish as a band. I mean, yeah, I mean, I know it's a whole rock and roll thing. We want to be entertaining. We want to have fun. Yeah, most definitely. We're all about that. But at the same time, we want to sort of challenge people, especially even Christians, you know. There's even a ministry in reaching into Christians as well, right, and just sort of letting them know, or at least encouraging them to be a little more radical in their walk, you know, radical in their faith. And with the theme with Blue is actually, that's sort of what the theme is with that whole record, is just about standing up and being a little more radical and just, you know, making a move in your faith instead of just sort of waiting around or just, you know, doing stuff that would be, you know, just you know, you just do stuff only in your church, and then outside of the church, just kind of your everyday routine, you know, going beyond those borders and actually, you know, expanding your faith to other people, people that you don't even think you would even reach, you know, just stuff like that. I mean, that's what we're trying to do as a band, is just, you know, plant a little seed to even young Christians, be like, you know, you could do more than what you think you can, you know, go beyond the box.
Yeah,
it's sort of what we're trying to encourage, at least with our listeners. And at the same time, you know, we want to provide just good, positive music, you know?
Sure.
So,
absolutely, man. Well, hey, that's good.
Yeah.
I want to, again, encourage all of our listeners to go to manitdrive.com. It'll take them to the MySpace. They can interact with you. And we want to encourage them to pick up a copy of your music for themselves. And then we will try and touch base with you guys down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Have a great show tonight.
All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys take care.
Yeah.